Good day and welcome to Temple of Health Radio Show. So happy to have you with us today. I'm your host today, Dr. Rick Klofein, and I'm so pleased this is our pre-recorded show for broadcast on Christmas Day, so Merry Christmas to everybody. I'd like to make this a show that that manifests feelings of gratitude in my life for the opportunity that we have to experience, have this beautiful experience of life and of each other. I'm Dr. Rick Klofein from Millennium Healthcare, who sponsors Temple of Health Radio Show. I'm a board-certified gynecologist. I've been in practice in Atlanta for 20 years. I'm also board-certified as a holistic physician. I practice in the North Georgia Mountains and at Millennium Healthcare in Dunwoody. Our founder, Dr. Susan Kolb, is usually my co-host. She can't be with us today. Thank you, Susan, for the show, and thank you for giving me the opportunity to practice medicine without filters and without restraint. It's greatly appreciated. The show is then about what interests us professionally and personally. And the topics that are in the book that we're doing today is a perfect example of that. The healing gift. The healing gift. David Freud with Linda Freud. This is the story of their life. Exploring the remarkable world of a medical intuitive, a breakthrough in healing. So this is about medical intuition. This is a personal story. It's a personal story of David and Linda. It's a allows us a peek, a kind of an intimate peek into their lives, the transformation that has occurred in their lives, the receiving and manifesting of gifts, of divine gifts. It's a brave venture due to the combination of topics that they touch upon. When I read through the book, it felt like I was reading through a tapestry. I was looking at a tapestry. I was experiencing a tapestry in front of me that had many threads making up the whole, the beautiful pattern of the whole. And the book was an attempt to weave together these themes. Are themes that are also recurrently visited on this show. So some of the threads that affected me most were both professionally and personally are the whole concept of the holistic healing database. So I'm a board certified holistic physician. I think I have some view on this, and I was very impressed with David's grasp of putting together the database. It is consistent with current holistic medicine thinking.
Thank you.
It's about intuition in medicine. Well, it's about a medical intuitive. This is a special type of intuition, a special gift that's manifest in Linda. But, of course, from my perspective and in my life, all physicians and all of us use intuition every day in guiding us, whether we're aware of it or not. It's about personal gifts. It's about transformation through personal gifts that change us to our core as individuals. And it's particularly about Linda's gift as a medical intuitive and a remarkably accurate medical intuitive that certainly has a broad range of experience worldwide with a broad range of reliable figures. It moves into issues that I find very interesting because I'm not completely resolved in myself. It's about channeling, and I've had experience with many channelers over the years. It's about reincarnation. I grew up with reincarnation as a belief system in my life. I have friends who, like Linda, and colleagues who are very cognizant of previous incarnations of her. But for me, it's still a belief system because I don't have that personal experience. And it's about angels and angelic and divine forces in our life. And certainly I've had the beauty and awe in my life of being in many different sacred spaces and feeling particularly protected and surrounded by a divine protection and angelic forces. This is a lot. This is a lot to talk about in an hour. David and Linda, where should we start? And please feel free to help guide the hour in spaces that you'd like to talk about during this hour.
Okay, well, listen, first of all, thank you very much for this opportunity. And the key thing with this book took me 3.5, almost 4 years to write. It was a very unique endeavor because Linda's gift is so extraordinary and has been validated and vetted out by some of the top integrative medical doctors, not only here but in Europe as well. And so, and we practice in Los Angeles, or Linda practices in Los Angeles, although we have also extensively, in particular in Switzerland. And the key thing is this. The way that this book needs to be approached is as follows. There's two types of information in the world. There's objective information and subjective information. The first 13 chapters of the book were spent basically trying to objectify to the greatest extent possible through science that is both readily understood and also some more obscure alternative medical science that is not so well understood in the mainstream, to validate that what Linda's doing can be looked at in an empirical sort of manner. As a result of doing this through what are admittedly pretty staggering testimonials, I kind of use this as a springboard that allows us to go into more subjective information, including reincarnation, in particular an interview with my distant cousin Sigmund Freud that is pretty revolutionary, and also a discussion about angels and reincarnation in general. So by setting up an object, making what Linda does objective in the sense that it can be validated empirically to a great extent through traditional science, that gives us a springboard that allows us to go into more subjective matters.
And by validated, you mean that the healing is validated, meaning the person has some type of specific issue and they work with Linda and then they're better.
Absolutely. In fact,
yes.
not only that, but if they go get a traditional lab tests, the lab tests come back dramatically better.
Yes, yes.
So it works, yes. It's both that the patient feels better and is, in fact, better, and that can be verified through many sorts of lab tests.
Right, that's the objective, because there are potentially medical tests that can prove that they're better.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah.
The key
yeah.
thing that we found, again, I've been a medical researcher for over 20 years, which comes forth from an illness that I suffered from years ago. I had one of the most severe cases of heavy metal toxicity anybody had ever seen, and I had to go through all the machinations of detoxing and basically saving my life. And this was at a time when very little was understood about how to do this. So I had to kind of learn as I went, and I learned basically in this country and also extensively in Germany and Switzerland. This was in the early 90s.
And this story, just for the listening audience, this story is told to some degree in the book.
Yes, chapter one deals primarily with my situation, and also with Linda's help as well. When we met, we were both quite ill, and we were introduced by a naturopath we were both seeing at the time, and basically, we were together from the first day we met. We knew that there was a unique bond between us, and that became obvious later. At the time, Linda had no gift whatsoever that was discernible, and we were both actually just dealing with daily functioning because both of our health was extremely compromised. Mine in particular was very, very bad, and I already by this time had fairly much abandoned real allopathic traditional means of treatment, as I had seen the fanciest doctors in Los Angeles and was still getting progressively worse. So I started researching alternative medicine in general. I come from, my father was a cardiologist, so I'm from that world, and I like to think to a certain extent I know fairly much how they view problems. And I found that through the traditional methodology of being treated by pharmaceuticals and other allopathic means, I was just getting progressively worse and worse. So I just reasoned that there had to be some other approach, so I had to look in other sort of areas to really help to save my own life.
and through the process of Linda and you meeting,
mm-hmm.
and through the process of your lives intertwining, that's what led to your healing and the manifestation of her gift of being a medical intuitive.
Yes, the gift itself came about because we are soulmates and we've been married together in many previous lives. And basically, Linda had to come and save my life, which she did to a large extent. I worked with other doctors as well and other healers as well, but to a large extent, after Linda's gift burst through, she was responsible for saving my very life.
In the process of the healing that occurred and the manifestation of the gift, you utilized your knowledge to help her manifest her gift.
That's correct.
Part of that had to do with your ability to develop a database to work with. Medical databases that you use are known to be used in a number of different systems, as you outline in the book, leading back to German biological medicine and electroacupuncture of all, and other databases are developed that help clarify what the issue is, and usually in some energetic method, accessing the database very rapidly. There are kinesiologists that I know that use databases in the same way, and so. But your database is very extensive,
yes,
very broad, is consistent with current thinking and holistic medicine, and is part of what allows Linda to focus. Is that correct?
Yes.
It helps act as a lens for the energies that are present?
Yes. Let me give kind of a brief overview to explain what
Please.
Linda does, because it's truly
yeah.
unique. Linda channels angels and spirits to get extremely detailed and accurate levels of medical and other sorts of information, which are then organized by her, because what we have found is that generally there's not one thing that's going on in a chronic sort of degenerative condition, off, and it's a confluence of several cofactors. So she's able to both identify and rank and prioritize the assorted cofactors, and then systematically deal with detoxifying the various toxins and pathogens that she is able to channel. So therefore, the databases had to encompass a complete cause and effect of all disease etiology for any given sort of chronic condition. And we chose to work with virtually every sort of natural modality. Linda works under the license of Dr. Tom Loeb, who's a medical doctor in Beverly Hills, California. And if anything is ever of a pharmaceutical nature, obviously he steps in and deals with that. However, the vast preponderance of what we deal with is through, what Linda deals with is through natural healing. This involves virtually every type of modality, ranging from orthomolecular nutrients, herbs, homeopathy, diet, all of these things. And this is expressed in our philosophy that, in fact, there is no one approach that to deal with chronic degenerative conditions. We believe it's a fallacy to say that you only work with homeopathy, or you only work with herbs, or you only work with orthomolecular nutrients,
completely.
Or even diet.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's generally a combination, and it's how you mix and match modalities, we believe, is the key.
And finding the modalities that resonate with the patient.
Well, yes, that's completely true.
With one modality, you know, more so than another sometimes.
Right. And for example, a person can have a certain condition that can be dealt with homeopathically or herbally or with orthomolecular nutrients. Conversely, there are also times when you need one thing. For example, if somebody is deficient in alpha-lipoic acid, for example, which is a precursor to glutathione, the principal antioxidant, and they're deficient in it, they need alpha-lipoic acid. There's no homeopathic or herbal remedy that will do. So it's a case-by-case individual situation. But we found that it's necessary to integrate all these natural modalities. And the principal reason for this has to do with, it's our belief that the main obstacle to health in our 21st century is environmental toxicity much more so than what 100 years ago was the key issue, which would be lack of sanitation. I mean, there certainly is lack of sanitation issues still, and bacterial and viral infections that come as a result of that. But certainly the predominant thing we see is that Linda sees in her practice is environmental toxicity as the key trigger behind much of the chronic degenerative conditions.
Right. And, of course, much of that environmental toxicity are things that people cannot avoid, including things in the air and electromagnetic toxicity. And, of course, it is a good reason for individuals to move as strongly as possible towards an organic lifestyle.
Absolutely. We are big believers in organics, and not only in organic food, but the dietary paradigm that we've developed is kind of a compilation of different ways of viewing food that includes three different concepts. This is not really discussed at great length in the book, but I'll just mention it for your listeners. Linda integrates a process that involves a concept called metabolic typing and also glycemic index and also the anti-candida diet.
Yes.
And diet, the role of diet is very special. You know, we cannot say that a chronic degenerative condition will quote-unquote be cured by diet, but diet is a piece of a much bigger puzzle and is necessary to dietary considerations certainly help to promote the healing process, and certainly the wrong diet it can be the equivalent of pouring gas on the fire.
So, of course, the database is utilizing the database is, I think, the real story here. I mean, I think the real story here is Linda's gift.
Yes.
I don't think that in the combination of diet or in the philosophy of holistic approach, it's consistent actually with many other philosophies and general philosophy of holistic medicine. Of course, holistic physicians such as myself don't have the utility of Linda's gift to basically immediately cut through everything and immediately get to the core of exactly. A lot of times we're like, you know, we use our intuition. We use our years of knowledge of experience and so forth. A lot of times it's, you know, gets down to trial and error sometimes.
Well, sure. And the key thing that we found is that, well, first of all, let me just give a visual for your patients, for your listeners, rather, that will kind of, because it's really hard to visualize this unless you see it. It's very experiential. Linda works with a pendulum, and she goes down these lists of cause and effect of disease etiology. She starts with a process called the pretest, and which is kind of a general grouping of categories, of overviews of categories. This could be hormones. This could be heavy metal toxins. It could be all sorts of type of categories. And once she identifies with a positive right spin of the pendulum that that there's an issue, either a deficiency or an access of one of these categories, she's able to, you know, use that for later in the session to drill down deeper to get greater levels of information. But the first thing is to get broad categories of information to identify what it is that is the core causal factors behind the person's condition. And that we do admittedly come from a perspective of, as you mentioned, German biological medicine and of an approach called electroacupuncture according to Vohl. So we do utilize some of that quote-unquote technology, which is not well known in this country. Chapter 1 discusses Vohl and what's called Vega testing. So the reader can understand what it is and at least how our perspective of how we view health issues was derived.
So I'm interested in you're talking about the actual sessions that Linda does, and some questions come into my mind, such as, I'm interested in when Linda does a healing session, whether she enters an altered state or a trance state of any type, or whether it's a continuation of her normal state of consciousness. When she's in connection with the divine forces as she's working with her pendulum, what her personal experience is, and whether it's a shift from every day with every session. We hear from on the show over the years, we hear from so many healers and so many different methods. Oftentimes, in their healing work, there is a shift or a transformation. So I'm very interested in that.
Okay, it's an excellent question. It's not a simple answer, but I'll try my best to give a simple answer. What is one of the things that's remarkable about what Linda does is that as she goes through these databases, starting with the pretest and then drilling down into the other subcategories of cause and effect of disease etiology, when she does this, she can actually both use the pendulum and hold a conversation with the client simultaneously. Now there are times, so she is both in this world talking to the person and astro traveling to receive information simultaneously. She's able to do both, which is really remarkable in and of itself, because what your question suggests is, does she have to get silent and go into a trance to start pulling out this information? The answer is, by and large, no, she does not have to. She can simultaneously channel and then talk to the client and go back and forth. This, admittedly, is remarkable. There are times, when she's dealing with very deep issues, let's say like more spiritual issues, reincarnation, other sort of emotional issues, whatever, where she will have to go into kind of a temporary trance state to pull out information. But by and large, when she's dealing with the medical databases, no, she's able to do it in quote-unquote real time, I guess you would say.
Yes, with a foot in each world.
Exactly.
Yes, this is very interesting to hear. This, as I say, this whole issue is something that was of personal interest to me, and I've spoken to many people about it, and that's classically when you speak of, I'm interested in cross-cultural shamanism, and when you really get down to the really maestro, shamans, one of their gifts is that they're able to keep a foot in both worlds.
That's
and
precisely
access
right.
information, and Linda, access information in the other world at the same time being present here so that it is translated in a way that manifests in a way that is so positive. And so
well,
thank
and your
you.
Question
That's very
is a very good one because this is people do assume that she goes into some sort of altered trance to get any information, and that is just not so. She's able to have a foot in both worlds, as you say, and work with her pendulum going through the databases to a great extent. Obviously, the cause and effect of disease etiology in one system affecting another system, which is the holistic master understanding of health, takes a while to do. But the key thing is in an hour session, she is able to give the client a very detailed and accurate blueprint of what is going on, layer by layer, and help them organize it. And so at least they have a roadmap as to how to proceed with their healing. And that's she's able to do in the first session.
I want to continue speaking more about on our return about the sessions and what the sessions are like and a little bit more detail on that.
Okay.
We are going to take a quick break. This is Dr. Rick Lofine with the Temple of Health radio show, and we're speaking with David and Linda Freud. Their book, The Healing Gift, Exploring the Remarkable World of a Medical Intuitive. This is Temple of Health radio show. We'll be back shortly.
Don't you just hate trying on bathing suits? Wait a minute, you look great. Plastic surgery?
Not surgery. I got an endermology treatment from the experts at Plastikos.
What's endermology?
Endermology is the terrific non-surgical treatment that Europeans have been using for years to tone skin and contour the body. Endermology by Plasticose feels great, and you can see the difference it makes.
No kidding. Who do I call?
Plasticose, a leader in plastic and reconstructive surgery, is the number one center in Atlanta offering endermology. For more information and a complimentary consultation and treatment, call Plasticose at 770-457-4677. Plasticose Endermology Skin Toning and Body Contouring, 770-457-4677. Headaches, back pain, migraines, joint pain, nothing worse than the nagging, unending discomfort of daily aches and pains. If you have pain and are looking for more natural solutions to eliminate your pain, Millennium Healthcare is for you. Millennium Healthcare's professionals will work for you. For help or more information on natural pain relief, call Millennium Healthcare at 770-390-0012. That's 770-390-0012. Millennium Healthcare. Pain relief naturally.
This is Dr. Rick Klofein welcoming you back with Temple of Health Radio Show. Of course, we're happy to bring you our show every week. Temple of Health is sponsored by Dr. Susan Kolb's Plastic and Reconstructive Surgery Practice, Plasticose, and her holistic medical practice, Millennium Healthcare, in Atlanta, online at www.templeofhealth.ws. Radio show coming up Saturday, December 4th, will be local Atlantean Tricia McCannon on her book and teachings, Jesus, the Explosive Story of the 30 Lost Years and the Ancient Mystery Religions. On December 11th will be Dr. John Boyk, Cancer Drug Discovery Using Natural Product Mixtures, the efforts of New Earth Biomed, a California nonprofit organization. On the 18th, the Wisdom of Your Dreams. And there you go. We are going to move back into the healing gift with David Freud and with Linda Freud. When we took our break, we started discussing a session with Linda. So Linda's been actually practicing as a medical intuitive for how long?
Since really 1994, 1995, right around
okay,
there.
Okay, so about 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, my practice of medicine certainly changed over a period of 15 years. I'm sure hers has remarkably well, as well as with experience and development of the database. When somebody sees Linda now, it's usually an hour session.
That's correct. Yes.
Yes.
Correct. And do they leave with? Do you hand them something printed, or, I mean, how do they carry with them the? Because it must be a huge amount of information that's uncovered. And, of
yes,
course, the ability to prioritize the information is part of the most important.
Right. The key thing is Linda does the work during the session, and then she writes up a follow-up, which is then sent to the patient.
Yes, thank you. And this is just practical little issues I'm curious about.
Right. No, you're correct. There's an enormous quantity of information that comes forth, and the angels and spirits reveal that which needs to be heard at that particular moment. You know, there may be a massive amount of information, but the key things have to be identified up front. That which would be is called the most damaged or stressed organ. What the key underlying toxins are, what the various mitigating cofactors are, if there are fungal issues, parasite issues, what are called genetically inherited miasms. It's a homeopathic concept. Are the key toxins, whether it's heavy metals or phenolics or chemicals or whatever, or radiation or whatever those things are, and also a comprehensive diet. So all of these things, I know this sounds like a shocking amount of information, and it is, but Linda's been doing this and does this in such a fluid way that this level of information can literally burst forth within an hour session.
Right. And in the energetic methods with which Linda works, she's not working in a linear time.
Well, that's correct. I mean,
yeah.
She is.
So she can download an amazing amount of information that.
Right. The key thing. We liken it to what we call the toxic onion. It has a variety of layers, and the key thing is she has to identify not only the layers and the various toxins that constitute them, but also the particular sequence of how the detoxification process works and starts. For example, one can have heavy metal toxins, but that doesn't mean you just start detoxing.
Absolutely.
There's a process where one has to open up the processes of elimination and clean them, whether it's the colon or the kidneys or the lymphatic system. So the first part of it is to basically stabilize the client, and also to start opening up those processes of elimination, which are what we call the prep period prior to the detox. And then the detox commences after that.
Usually, do people see Linda over a period of time? They see Linda every so often as they're working on an issue. Do they usually take the information back to their holistic and alternative health practitioners to work with? Or?
Well, Linda works in conjunction with Dr. Tom Loeb
at
the Benavita Medical Group in Beverly Hills, California, where she sees her clients. And
so they're clients in his practice?
No, it's her practice,
She
works under his license.
Thank you.
And she works with him. So the patient will will always see Dr. Loeb first to have an interview with Dr. Loeb so that, you know, he can have that aspect from his perspective assessed. And then he will relay that information to Linda, and Linda will start working with the client as well. And then as soon as the session is over, Linda will review the information with Dr. Loeb and the particular recommendations that are made, and he signs off on them, and then it's moved forward. Again, this involves different types of supplements ranging from orthomolecular nutrients, herbs, homeopathy, and also diet.
And, of course, a large part of the book is not just the physical aspect of the holistic medicine, but the spiritual aspect and emotional aspect that she addresses as well.
Absolutely. In fact, we have a system. The system is called Metaphysical Systems Engineering. That's what actually I developed and have trademarked this system. And it's a system that involves a physical database of information, which is the medical information, and there's an emotional database and a metaphysical or spiritual database. And Linda will access all three of these. Let me give you like a real-world application.
Please.
Sometimes, for example, let's say one has mercury toxicity, whether it's from silver amalgam fillings or from vaccines, from thimerosal, which is a preservative in vaccines, or from any other sort of environmental source. Mercury in and of itself can cause negative emotions. However, you have other metals, let's say like lead toxicity, which are bound in by negative emotions. So one can chelate lead till the cows come home, and if you don't deal with addressing certain negative emotional issues, the lead is literally kind of bound in, and it's a hard time being excreted out of the person unless certain emotional issues are dealt with.
An emotional chelation.
Right. That's exactly what it is. So,
yeah.
So with mercury, it's a different situation. Mercury will cause these negative emotions. Lead is bound in by them. This was a pretty amazing discovery that Linda made. And not only Linda, but there's other people that have verified this as well we have worked with. And so, for example, Linda will identify, let's say somebody has lead toxicity, Linda can identify the negative emotions that are binding in the lead toxicity, and then she will then use certain flower and gem essences that she channels in conjunction with certain meditation techniques to kind of loosen up the negative emotions so the chelator can come in and do its job, the natural chelator. So then the lead toxicity can be dealt with as the negative emotions are, quote-unquote, loosened up. This is a pretty amazing paradigm that she has developed in conjunction with her spirit guides.
Yes. So she's been practicing for 15 years. I'm sure she has many just amazing experiences in terms of healing. One other aspect that you touched on in the book that I found very interesting was the nature of her experience when she's in connection with her angels, in relationship to prophecy described in the Hebrew Bible, and her experience with a number of different rabbinical scholars.
Yes, this is actually maybe the most amazing thing on a certain level, because what happened, and this is explained in the first chapter, that when basically the story, if I can tell a little anecdotal story, it kind of moves it along. Basically, I took Linda, when we were both very ill after we had met, we went to a show. It was an alternative medicine show in Pasadena, California, and we were going up and down the aisles looking for various products, the natural products that might help us, and Linda saw a pendulum. It was actually Hannah Kroger. I don't know if you know Hannah Kroger,
yes.
An old German lady who had a company, Kroger Herbs.
Yes.
And Hannah was there with her pendulums, and Linda said, "Oh, I always."
So Hannah herself was there.
Yes.
Yes.
She was an old German Fräulein.
Yes.
And been involved with healing for many. I don't think she's still among the living here, but
I don't think so.
But in any event, at the time in the early '90s, she started talking with Linda, and Linda said, "Oh, I always wanted a pendulum, so I bought her a pendulum." And I was dating her, and she wanted a pendulum, so I bought it for her, and she takes it home, and she starts picking up bottles of supplements and playing with it, and I kind of looked at her, and I said, "Look, Linda, it's kind of an armchair curiosity, but don't get too carried away with it. We have our doctors we see." But I was, as she began to luckily, thank God, she ignored my suggestions. And she began developing a vocabulary with this pendulum, and she, you know, if it would spun to the right, that would indicate a yes. If it went to the left, that would be a no. And then it developed other vocabularies indicating degrees of something. You know, something was comme ci, comme ça, or whatever, or if she had asked the wrong question or whatever.
Well, the weight.
Yeah, and also, and she then announced to me that she was channeling angels, and I was stunned by this. And then what happened was most extraordinary. I started putting together kind of a database as an experiment, and she would go through it, and when she would hit on something and the pendulum would go to the right, if it was something of a pretty serious fundamental nature, she would start to shake and convulse. And at the time, it looked like she had epilepsy. I said, "Great, Linda, it looks like you have epilepsy." I'm sure you've seen epileptic sort of conditions where people start shaking. They just start shaking involuntarily. So she would experience this, and I thought, well, maybe I should take her to the neurologist or something. But as I watched this day after day, I noticed it only happened when she was holding the pendulum. And therefore, it hardly seems likely that just holding a pendulum would cause somebody to convulse. So then she announces to me that she's speaking to angels and spirits, and they're shaking her. And at the time, and I described this in Chapter 1, I was reading a book called Meditation in the Bible by Rabbi Aryeh Kaplan, which is a book about Kabbalah and prophecy. And in the book, which quotes great rabbinic scholars, it talks about that the one common denominator that all of the Hebrew prophets had, whether it's Ezekiel or Daniel or Isaiah, the one common denominator seems to have been this shaking, that when they would receive information through what are called angelic realms, it would come through a lens, which in Hebrew is called an ispachleria. And when it would come through, the information would literally go through the crown chakra and literally shoot down the spinal cord, and it was too intense for the prophet to handle, so they would convulse involuntarily. And in when I was reading the description, it was quoting the old rabbis, and they said that the prophets felt like they were being turned inside out. So I put the book down, and I turned to Linda, and I said, Linda, I said, what does it feel like when you get these convulsions, when you're holding the pendulum, you know, when you're channeling these words in the database? And she thought about it for a second. She says, I feel like I'm being turned inside out. And that's when I had the epiphany, oh, my God, she's really doing this. And that was really the beginning.
I'm curious at first, when she first started having these experiences, Linda, whether you knew immediately due to information provided to you or told to you that it was angels, or whether you had to, like, you know, experience her for a while, and whether there was confusion, and then it became clear eventually.
Gosh, I'm trying to think back. From what I remember, it was clear, because the opening of the gift also coincided with our study of Kabbalah. And so, you know, the study of angels and being more aware of them happened almost simultaneously, wouldn't you agree?
Yes, that's correct.
And so what then happened was, within human terms, was I was able to recognize the distinction among different angels who came to me, or spirits, by either the weight of the pendulum or just the way I felt the energy. I knew who was speaking to me.
And over time, when I meet someone, the more time I spend with them, the better I get to know them, and the deeper
exactly.
the relationship becomes.
Right, exactly.
Does that apply here as well?
Yes, it does. I mean, I have kind of my core group that I always work with. And, of course, when I have a client, they're bringing in their spirit guides, their guardian angels. And so it's, you know, it's a treat, because I have, you know, sort of a full house. But it does kind of depend what the topic is as to which angel takes the lead.
Well, and angels, chapters 19 and 20 in the book are devoted to the study of angels. And we do this through the perspective of Kabbalah, but this is universal.
Right.
And there are many ways that the Christian faith and other faiths view angels that are certainly in concert with the Kabbalistic and Jewish perspectives. So they're hardly, like, you know, extensively, majorly different, although there are differences, to be sure. But angels are messengers, and who also have specific functions and abilities. And so if Linda is speaking to the angel she would speak to regarding healing issues, for example, is Archangel Raphael. For other more generalized issues, she might speak to Archangel Michael or Archangel Gabriel. Those are certainly the main three that she speaks to. And then she speaks to the client's guardian angel as well. We work with an amazing book called The Dictionary of Angels, which may be out of print, but it is available by a brilliant researcher named Gordon Davison. And in it, the man devoted his life to the study of angelology. And he would put not only the name of the angel, but the historical perspective from the Christian faith, the Jewish faith, and the Muslim faith. He would put down their core understandings of any particular angel. So it's a fascinating book, and we do use it extensively. When Linda is able to identify the guardian angel behind the client that is working, you know, that works with, and she works with the client to help them communicate with their guardian angel.
And when working in these sacred spaces, so that you answer my next question, you started to answer it there. When working with the client's Are the clients pre-selected to be aware of the people who are at a point where they're able to receive the work from Linda? Or are people that are conscious and are able to develop some type of perception of what's going on? Does that matter?
Well, look, we see Linda sees all types of people. They don't have to be Jewish or Christian or whatever. She sees people from all walks of life with all different education levels.
And all different consciousness, too.
All different levels of consciousness.
Yes.
They obviously, some people are... the key thing when people come in is they come to see her because a fire needs to be put out and they're suffering from a chronic degenerative condition, and they've been not only from doctor to doctor but often from holistic practitioner to holistic practitioner, and they either get no relief or they get just a piece of the puzzle but not the whole puzzle. And so they come to Linda kind of often as a case of last resort, and she is able to turn them around and it can consistently regular basis. She either dramatically improves the condition at the minimum. That's what she's able to do. So she's able to do this by virtue of this entire process of channeling angels and spirits through this metaphysical systems engineering process that I developed.
So most of the people find their way to you at the end of the rope.
Yes,
pretty much, yes.
But you know, those that are meant to see Linda do see Linda.
There are some who aren't quite ready, who are testing the waters spiritually. That is true. But I have to say that one thing that always is so amazing is when I am almost finished with the session is a lot of times people will comment how they're yearning to connect to the spiritual and that they know that it's a lack in their life and they want that door open.
But
they don't know how to do it, yeah.
But to really answer your question, it's not necessary for somebody, quote-unquote, to believe in angels or even in God, but certainly...
It helps.
I
always remind them during the session where the information's coming from.
Right.
Yes.
I'll tell you something that's really remarkable. Linda has worked with some of the most brilliant doctors in the world. And from them down to the patients, nobody has ever called her a charlatan or a fraud or any of these type of things, ever. Not once. They're somehow aware... when she's doing this and they watch her work, that this is all real. They sense it and they feel it. And when she's able to hit on their condition that only they knew and no other doctor or practitioner was able to somehow get it was exactly what they were feeling, they know that she's on to it. And so there's a sensing of the client that they are experiencing something truly real and truly powerful, and so Linda's has never truly had people that were majorly upset with her. I mean, her it's a very unique situation.
And do you keep data on these patients?
Well, yes, she keeps records.
It's like a regular medical file, because I do, I work under Dr. Tom Loeb's
life, right,
at his clinic, so we have to maintain records. And, you know, people do call with questions, and so I have to be able to, refer to notes. Absolutely.
Yes. Yes. Thank you.
But she developed kind of a vocabulary of how she describes things. For example, when she's talking about, let's say, like the toxic metal load that somebody has, it's kind of a relative scale, percentage scale, of talking about like the level of toxicity, or let's say like mercury or lead or whatever, that they have in the body generally or in a specific organ. So she kind of developed her own vocabulary, which is a way of expressing a degree of the level of toxicity.
And it's also my way to track it.
And it's also her way to track it.
Yes.
So she'll talk about, for example, heavy metal loads or or mercury or lead or fungus or parasites. And it's just kind of to indicate a relative level of the degree of toxicity. And certainly the goal is to develop a game plan in concert with all the modalities that effectuates the most fluid detox possible with the least amount of stress to the system. And that's why things are very, very dosage specific. So right. When she says, take 4 drops of this homeopathic or whatever, it's 4 drops, not 3, not 5, because that was what was channeled. That's what the person needs at this time. Right. So it's a level of precision that's really unlike anything that I or any of the other doctors who work with her have ever seen. And when you get complicated cases, her success rate is attributed to the fact that she's able to weave this tapestry, as you put it, with such incredible precision. That's where it's at, because it's easy to like take too much of a thing or too little of a thing.
That concept is so important. The poison is in the dose.
Absolutely.
And the healing is in the dose as well.
Absolutely.
Because anything, including water and salt, in too much of a dose can be poison.
In fact, that's funny say that, because Linda's had people that have come in and she'll be going through, and it's funny she said, like, about salt. I remember one fellow came and he brought with him a big bag of potato chips that he was eating. And Linda somehow just got, well, your salt levels are really, you know, it just came up how high his salt levels were.
Right.
So we had a laugh about that, because obviously he was a saltaholic, so to speak.
So the accurate dosing of healing, whether it's physical healing with herbs or flower elixirs or whatever, energetic healing with homeopathy, or emotional or spiritual healing, the dose is very important, because people are at a point to receive what they can receive.
Absolutely. And in fact,
you want to respect and honor them. They're gentle, fragile flowers.
Well, exactly. The key thing is that when you go through a detox, it's got to be done in a way that takes into consideration that the person has to function and hold a job and not be overwhelmed by the process.
Right.
So one of the things Linda always tells the client is, you know, it's the tortoise and the hare, and the tortoise wins this race, not the hare.
But I do have to say that the angels always know what is on a client's plate, and they know people that are at home, that don't need to go to work, that don't have to, you know, that have other people to do things for them. Sometimes they're pushed a little harder. People that have to get up and get their kids to school or hold a job, the doses are lighter. The dose is angel-directed, and so it will fit with their lifestyle, which is amazing.
And the dose is fluid. As levels begin to come down, the dose can be altered. Same with diet. Let's say that the goal of the diet is an alkalization process, because that facilitates healing more than having an acidic terrain in the body fluids. So if one of the goals of diet is alkalization, Linda will channel those foods that are specifically designed to achieve that perspective as easily as possible. And so the diet can be more or less restrictive in accordance to what the objective is that she's trying, the short-term, medium-term, and long-term objectives she's trying to accomplish.
Absolutely. I think it's so important when we deal with detoxification that we avoid the mistake I see many alternative practitioners fall into, and that is moving into a conventional medical-type military paradigm around detoxification, where it's a war. And we have to be careful to really to honor the system and work with holistic methods that honor every aspect of the person's life.
And that's where diet really comes in, because the that whole process, a much more comfortable process, and just by diet they feel better.
Yes. We're coming to the end of our hour. Actually, we're there. This is Dr. Rick Klofein. We've been speaking with David and Linda Freud. David and Linda, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for having us.
I think it's made for a very special Christmas Day show for our audience. Their book is The Healing Gift. Would you like to give some contact information?
Yes. The Healing Gift is published by Basic Health Information. Basic Health Publications, rather, and it's available on Amazon or at Barnes & Noble or Borders, any independent booksellers. And we also have a website, which is thehealinggift.com. So
super.
It's the same as the title, thehealinggift.com. And
thank you so much.
And if people want to correspond with us, our email addresses are provided, and we will definitely respond.
There you go.
And Linda can also be reached at the Benavita Medical Group in Beverly Hills, California, and their telephone number is 310-289-2800. Again, 310-289-2800 in Beverly Hills, California, and she can be reached there.
Thank you so much. This is Dr. Rick Klofen with Temple of Health Radio Show, wishing everyone a wonderful day.